Mr. Larry Smith is one of the very, very first Millionaire Club members acknowledged by the company. He has reached platinum for executive director. Now, that is phenomenal. For the new people on the line, that means he has had...
He's a big deal.
Yeah. it takes 4 executive directors to make you platinum, 5 to make you platinum 2, 6 to make you platinum 3. That means he had 7 at one time. That is a lot. That is
front
phenomenal.
Line.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily, down different legs. And he is a $300,000 annual income earner. He is, recently, he has become an executive advisory board member, meaning that he's not only building his business, not only, you know, taking care of his family and all his life, he is now representing you and me to the home office as one of the very few executive advisory board members. You will hear him on the 11 o'clock call on, if you're on Eastern time, on Monday mornings quite often. And just know that he is a liaison between all of us in the field and home office. And that is a servant position. That is, you know, he's taking away time from his personal family life, his business life.
And he's got a nice wife, too.
Yeah, and he's got an awesome wife. Yeah, Donnie is incredible.
Yeah,
so
she's good looking.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Larry's been with Legal Shield since 1996. Prior to that, he comes from corporate America. I'm sure he'll give you a little bit of his story tonight. He's been with the company for at least 17 years now. And we have looked to Larry our entire time we've been growing our business in Legal Shield as a role model, as a model of how to build a business. He knows the numbers backwards and forwards. He
and
is
how to
just
conduct
brilliant.
Yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just he's the top dog. I'll tell you that. He's been featured on radio and TV and books and magazines. He's one of the most sought after speakers in all the company, and we got him tonight. So. Thank you,
Larry.
Mr. Larry,
it's an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to have you on the call, Betty.
Well, Frank, Teresa, thank you both so much. I'm very humbled in your presence because I've learned so much from both of you, and Donnie and I both just love you too. We just think you're so awesome. You're such incredible leaders. You're incredible friends, and you know I can tell that everybody on the call tonight, you all are very fortunate to have them and the quality of leadership they provide. And I promise you, they feel just as fortunate to have you as part of their team. So, you know, it's what Tony Petrell says, one band, one sound. The teamwork makes the dream work. And team, obviously, together, everyone achieves more. And Don and I just have the utmost of respect for Frank and Therese, and I feel honored to be on this call tonight. You know, and I will tell you, from a leadership perspective, every conference call we have where we start talking about business development and growth on the executive advisory board, there's not a meeting that goes by in Dallas, Texas, where Frank and Teresa's name aren't brought up by Rip Mason, Alan Fernley, you know, Tony Petrell, Melanie Lawson, all the executive advisory board members because of our respect level for them. So we're really grateful for the incredible leadership they provide, and I feel honored to be on the call tonight. And I did want to tell you, Frank, I noticed you opened the call and you said it's a little bit chilly here. It was 79 in Phoenix today, so if you want to get away from that chill, you know, just get out here and be guest speaker, and I'm sure Mr. Branch would love to have you out here. I also want to say hello to my good friend Scott Chapin. I heard you mention his name being on the call as well, and Scott, it's always a pleasure to have you in your leadership in the company as well. So let me kind of jump into a few things I want to say here tonight in my limited time, but number one, Teresa started talking about my story, and I will tell you my story is pretty simple. I did come from corporate America for 20 years. I actually bought the Legal Shield membership when I was still corporately employed. And when the gentleman showed me what the product did, and I will tell you how it happened. It was interesting. I read a magazine article. I didn't read it. One of my employees read a magazine article about Legal Shield, and he brought me the magazine, and I called the guy, and because I knew that our company was having trouble that I was working with, and I called the guy, and he said, you know, when he started talking about Legal Shield, I said, look, I said, I'm not a criminal. I've never been in trouble with the law. I don't use attorneys. I don't need attorneys. Why should I buy this? And he asked me when the last time was I updated my last will and testament. And, of course, I told him I didn't have one. And he said, when's a good time to get one? And I said, before I die. And he said, when is that? And I said, I'm not sure. And I'll never forget the question he asked 17 years ago. He said, if I could show you a way to have a top-quality law firm put your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney in place for you, and you couldn't get it done any less expensive anyplace else, and you could afford it, is there any reason you wouldn't want to protect your family? And I said, absolutely not. So I bought the membership thinking that I would get all that in place and I could do it in a month or two, and then I just cancel the membership because there's no contractual obligation on the card. Well, 3 weeks after I bought the membership, the company I worked for closed down. And 3 weeks later, I had a jeweler ruin some jewelry that he was supposed to fix for me. And then he wouldn't do anything about it when I went down there to address it with him. And so I walked out of his store very frustrated, and I thought, what about that legal thing I bought? So I pulled out my membership card, and I called the law firm, and an attorney spent 45 minutes on the phone with me, and then she made a phone call to that jeweler as part of my membership. Now, I don't know what she said to him, but I still dream about her from time to time, because the same day the jeweler told me he wouldn't do anything and expected me to walk out with my tail tucked between my legs, that same jeweler gave me a check for $2,152.32 to replace the ring because of the phone call the attorney made. Well, I called Michael Dorsey back and I said, tell me more about what you do for a living. And he just followed the system. You know, he faxed me over some information. He put me on a three-way call with this guy by the name of Dave Savola. Dave Savola invited me to a live event. I went to a business briefing. I watched the briefing. After the briefing, at the after event, Dave and I and Michael Dorsey and Mike Dorsey and Cleve Pickens and I all sat down and talked, and I decided to join the business. So that's kind of how my story got started. Now, what that really means is I became a product of the product. I didn't jump in Legal Shield to get rich or to make all this money. I jumped in Legal Shield because I'd gotten that check from that jeweler who took advantage of me because of a phone call an attorney had made, and I knew I would tell this story to a million people, and they'd probably ask, where do I get it from? And I wanted to be able to capitalize on that. So I started part-time, working 10 hours a week. And my first month in the business, I made $700. And my second month, I made $2,800. And my third month, I made $4,100. And then I went to the convention. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. But when I came home from convention, because of what I had seen at convention, I said, I am Mach 2 and my hair on fire. I saw a career opportunity. And so I went full-time after 3 months. My first year in 1996, I made $64,000. My second year, I made $224,000. And within 4 years, I made my first $1 million. And then I was initiated in the inaugural Millionaires Club that the company created. Now, why do I share that story with you? Not to try to impress you, but to impress upon you where we are today. Because today, Legal Shield is way better today than what it was in 1996, 97, 98, 99. And so let's talk about some things that we've done and that have made Legal Shield better so you can see. Now, when I started, I want you to understand we didn't have websites because we weren't an internet-based company. The company didn't have a website. We didn't have DVDs. We didn't have PowerPoint presentations. We had black and white brochures, and we had to sit down with people and open a brochure, no flip charts, and just talk about what this product did, and then the people that had interest in marketing the product show them how to make money with printed pages that we went to the copy store and printed off. So, I mean, we didn't have any tools. We just believed because of what this product does. Today, 17 years later, the product is way better than what it used to be. We've launched our new corporate website, which is so vibrant and has so much consumer appeal that people enjoy the website. We announced our broker division, and I want to say something that Rip Mason said, which I think is very paramount, is he said, you know, a lot of people, when we first started saying we're going to create a broker division, a lot of people started going, oh, no, are they going to make this an insurance product? No, we're not going to make it an insurance product. It's the same product it's always been. But we're going to talk about how we make money, and Rip said, and I quote, he said, we're very excited about what the broker division will mean to us in 2013 and where it will be taking all of you. He didn't say where it's going to take us. He said where it will be taking all of you. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. But then we had the Dallas Learning and Leadership Conference, the best training program, Franklin Covey, you know, all these different things that happened at the Dallas Learning and Leadership Conference. And then we have improved point-of-sale merchandise for both the network marketing division and the group division. And our retention this year literally went off the charts. Now, what does that mean? A lot of people say, well, what does retention mean? Retention means that your residual income grows at a much higher pace. So I want you to think about this. Michael Dorsey, 17 years ago, I bought this membership from him in December of 1995. Michael got a 12-month advance commission, which means the company paid him more than he sent the company, and the company didn't even know him. So who was trusting who here? If the company is willing to send us more money than we send them when somebody buys a membership, who's trusting who here? Well, that they gave him a 12-month advance commission. Now, if you have a job, the best way to determine this is go to your boss tomorrow morning and say, hey, listen, I heard this amazing concept last night. I decided that I want you as my boss to pay me my income for the next 12 months in advance. In other words, write me a check today for my next 12 months income, and I promise I'll come back to work tomorrow. And kind of see what he says to you, because that's what we do here at Legal Shield. And Legal Shield doesn't even see a profit until 15 months of that membership payment has been made to the company. So, you know, retention being off the charts, meaning that you and I have a higher residual income, which means we build a much stronger book of business, which means we leave more for our children and our children's children. Production, this is important, production is up 30% in the new associates that we recruit versus what it was in the past. Why is that important? Well, obviously, as a company, we're doing something way better with new people than we've ever done, because if their production is up 30% in the new associates, then that says whatever we're doing with new people, it's getting stronger and stronger. Obviously, better training, and most importantly, the proper training. Timing, if you look at the branding that's taking place, our branding under the banner Legal Shield, Monday morning we were on the buzz on national television, and they were bragging about the Legal Shield product. I mean, this is national television, and here they are talking about the Legal Shield being one of the most highly recommended products that consumers need to buy during 2013. We created these incredible brochures that look absolutely first class. We've added the iPad app. I mean, Donnie and I, Monday, met with an insurance broker. I just used my little iPad mini, you know, on my presentation. I just pulled up the iPad app. I just flashed right through the presentation. Didn't even need to use my flip chart, and she's in. Matter of fact, she just left our house at 4 o'clock today for her game plan interview. We spent a couple hours with her today. We created the new Performance Club BMW program. We've had that program in place for 8 months, and in that 8 months, we've averaged a new BMW owner every other day for 8 consecutive months because of that BMW program. It's about consistency. Look at the vacations. We've got not only the Performance Club vacation, but this year we have the Jamaica vacation. The Platinum World Trip is going to London, and London, England on March 15th, and then a lot of us are going to go from London to Paris just for an extra 3 days on our own. They create the Platinum World Pool Share, in which the company takes a percentage of the company's growth and shares it among the Platinum. This is where, as a Platinum, you get the benefit of helping the company grow, whether people are in your organization or not. Again, one band, one sound. So what should we be doing as a team to really be capitalizing on all the things in place? Well, one, the most important thing is revenue-producing activity. Now, I want to talk about this for just a minute, because everybody needs to understand the only way we're paid commissions is when somebody buys our membership card. That means we get paid on production. We don't get paid to recruit, but listen very carefully to what I'm going to say. We get paid on production, but there's only so many hours in a day. And so if you want to increase production, how do you do it? You do it through recruiting other people. So how much do you want to get paid on? This is the time versus money or leverage. I just got through looking, Frank, Teresa, at our 2012 results, me and Donnie's 2012 results. And literally in 2012, for the year, we had a 22% increase in production. Our December this year was 34% better than December of 2011. Our December was 50% better than November. And most importantly, for that entire year, 1.002% of our total membership base last year was written by me and Donnie. 99% of our income came from leverage. And that, to me, is exactly the reason we recruit. I mean, if we had just gotten paid on what we did, we wouldn't have made a whole lot of money last year. But when 99% of our income comes from people we recruited and people they recruited, because remember, the only way we get paid is on production, and the more people you recruit, the more memberships that are written, the more money we make. That's why recruiting is the most important component if you're looking for the lifestyle that's available here. So how do we increase the number of presentations? We add more people by recruiting them so they can do presentations. You can do presentations. If you're doing 2 a day and you've got 5 more doing 10 a day, now your company's doing 12 a day instead of your 2 a day. You compound that over time, and you've got a massive business. What about the BMW Financial IQ? The only people that said, I don't want to drive a BMW, is people who've never driven one, because it is the ultimate driving machine. So what are the 3 ways you can get a BMW? 4 ways, really. You could pay cash, but then if you take money out of something, you lose the interest off the money you had in it in order to pay cash, so that's costly. Number 2, you can lease a car and then give it back, which means you rented it for 3 years. Or number 3, you can work really hard for 4 or 5 years to pay for it, which is item number 3. But the best way, the best financial IQ, is to do a few things consistently for 12 months and let somebody else get the BMW for you. That is the best BMW financial IQ. How do we do that? Performance Club. It should be the minimum goal of everybody in Legal Shield is to be Performance Club qualified. And if you're not there yet, it's okay. And the best way to get there is to make sure that you carry forward. You don't want to start the month with 0 points. You want to start the month with 5 points, because the company will let you carry forward 5 points. And some people say, well, I can't get 10 points. Listen, really important, you don't need to get 10 points this month, but go get 6. Go get 1 more. See, that way next month you start with 1, and if you get 6 more next month, then the following month you start with 2. Now, if you follow that philosophy, after 5 months, you're pre-qualified, which means beginning the 6th month, you're no longer stressing about qualifying. You're pre-qualified because you just did that 1 extra membership for 5 months. That's how you really become Performance Club qualified forever. And like so many of the leaders, Donnie and I have been Performance Club qualified for 137 months since the inception of the program. Again, it's not about us. It's about the right philosophy we were taught. One of the things I will tell you, and one of the things I appreciate most, is the things that I've learned. Frank Acoin and Teresa Acoin have taught Donnie and I so many things. I can't tell you, Frank and I joke about it, about how, you know, he teaches me something. I say, I'm going to give you credit one time, and then it becomes mine. It's called R&D, rob and duplicate. All of our leaders do it. But you have to really understand, I've learned so much from them, and the only way we can ever become great leaders and always maintain being great leaders is if we maintain being a great student. We have to always be a great student to always be a great leader. So what's the most important thing you can do for your business as I wrap this up? I will tell you right now, is get to the Destiny Now Oklahoma City Convention. This month is the last month. It's $115 to register. However, if you were a new associate between September and January, if you're a new junior associate and you register 1 Fast Start junior associate with the membership before January 31st, then you will get free registration. You just saved $115. If you're a new junior associate, all you have to do is register a new Fast Start junior associate with the membership by January the 31st. It has to process by January the 31st, and you will get free registration to the Destiny Now Oklahoma City Convention. Let me close with this story. When I first started with Legal Shield, I was broke. I lost my job. I was living on the edge like most people. Some people say, hey, I live check to check. I learned how to live check between check. It wasn't the best of times in my life, but I had a good attitude about it, and I just went out and continued to work hard. Well, after 3 months, the first month I made $700, the second month I made $2,800, the third month I made $4,100, all that because of recruiting and leverage. And Michael Dorsey called me and said, you've got to come to the Oklahoma City Convention. And I said, Michael, I'm still trying to play catch-up from the bills I'm behind on. I can't go to convention. I'll never forget what he said. He said, that will be your excuse why you won't go, or your reason why you will go. And I said, what do you mean? He said, some people will say, I'm broke. I can't afford to go to convention. While other people will say, I'm broke. I've got to figure out a way to go to convention. Because, see, if you keep doing what you've been doing, we'll keep getting what we've been getting. There's only one convention a year now, and that is the Oklahoma City Destiny App Convention. I can tell you, as part of the Executive Advisory Board, we're going to come out and unleash some amazing things at the Destiny Now Convention. You won't want to be away from there hearing about this a few days later. You want to be sitting in the chair so you can immediately get this information to your field. I'll close with this. You know, I heard Frank talking about the things and the work discipline and everything else that's so important. I have this sign sitting here in my office that I'm looking at right now, and it says, "Your life is a result of the choices you make. If you don't like your life, it's time to start making better choices." I hope each one of you make the right choice for your business. It's not our business. It's your business. I hope each one of you make the right choice to attend the Destiny Now Convention and get this done this month. If you're going to go, why would you spend more money to go 30 or 60 days from now than you would right now saving money? You want to know that answer? Ask Frank at Coin. He'll give it to you. Frank, Teresa, gratefully appreciate you having me on your call. I'm very, very excited about coming over there, although I'm not sure I have the wardrobe, but I will be there with stars on, and I promise you I'll give you my very best. God bless you guys.
Oh, man, you did good. You got just a second?
Yes, sir.
Well, first of all, great job. I mean, people needed to hear your story. They needed to hear all that. And I got one or two questions if you got just a minute. So,
sure, absolutely.
Larry, we've known each other now for 14 years, basically. I mean, I don't think you knew me for the first 4 or 5 years we were here because we were, you know, we weren't in your league, that's for sure.
You were in my league from day one, Frank, both of you.
Well, you know, I've watched you throughout your career, in my career, and I know you've had some very challenging personal problems. I know you've had some, you know, we've all had challenging business problems. But as you worked through all that, what was it that kept you going, Larry? Because, you know, everybody goes through stuff, even the ones who are doing good. You know, when they're doing great, things can go wrong in their own life. But what is it that keeps you in the game and keep going? Because obviously, I mean, you could retire. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And have the money, you know, still rolling in. So what is it that keeps you going?
Well, that's a great question, Frank. And I'll tell you, a couple of things have happened, and most people don't know this. You all as personal friends do know this. But, you know, we lost my wife's mother to cancer 2.5 years ago. And it was a tough time. It was a tough time, you know, Donnie being, you know, watching this take place. And we flew her mother down here and put her in the Mayo Clinic and had a bilateral mastectomy done on her and took care of her for several months and put her back in California when she wanted to go back and paid for her place to live and all of her living expenses. You know, it was a tough time for my wife to watch her mother go through that, you know, and then just a short period of time thereafter, my baby, my daughter, my 23-year-old at the time, was involved in a very serious head-on collision car accident and ended up in the state prison for 6 years. As a matter of fact, every weekend that I'm here, which is most of them, but every weekend I'm here, I spend a Saturday or Sunday out at the state prison visiting my daughter. Now, listen. She's not a bad person, 3.9 GPA college student, double major finance and accounting, name all over the business school, the college she was attending. But she's a young adult, and she made a mistake. And the state of Arizona prosecuted her, and we had the best legal representation imaginable. She could have gotten 28 years, and she's there for 6 years. And when she went in the prison, I told her, I said, "Tammy, you have to be the victor, not the victim, when you enter the prison system." I said, because, you know, most of the women in there won't ever have the opportunity you have, but you've got to give them a better hope. You've got to go in the prison system the same way you went in the college system, and that is being that victor, not the victim. Show them a better way of life. And I got to tell you something. It makes me almost want to cry when I go down there and see her, and all the guards come up to me and say, "What is she doing here, Larry? She doesn't belong here at all. She now runs the recreation department. She's the editor-in-chief for the prison newsletter. She's gotten her, just got her college transcript because she's taking courses in college, straight A's, all across the board, straight A's." And, you know, but as a parent, you know, the most devastating thing you can see is your baby, who's this perfect child, never been in trouble in life, end up in prison. But here's the one thing that I know is that, you know, we have built a phenomenal business that has allowed us a lot of freedom to be able to do the things we need to do. But here's what I'll never forget. if we hadn't have had Legal Shield, if we hadn't have worked hard by helping other people build this significant business, both of those situations, we ended up paying for a lot of my wife's mother's stuff, and obviously the cost of what it's taking us to for my daughter, we paid for a lot of expenses because of that, and we never blinked an eye. And here's what I know. I know that if you take life's problems and then you add financial problems on top of that, then now you have a catastrophe. But as long as you, as long as you've got money, people say money's not important. Listen, that's not true, because money allowed us to go through these times in a much better way. It didn't fix the problem, but allowed us to go through these times in a much better way. And so we've always remembered and stayed focused on it's the fact that we didn't have financial problems that allowed us to go through these major challenges, not easy, but a much better way than what we'd had if we had had financial challenges on top of it. And here's the thing, Frank, you're right. We could retire. We don't need to do anything. But here's what I do know, and especially because I'm on the EAB, I know what's happening in 2013. We're already talking about some things for 2014. And here's what my wife and I know. In the next 4 years, we can make as much in the next 4 years as we've made in the last 17. It's not about us anymore. It's about our children's children, because I read in a good book that a good man will leave an inheritance for his children's children. And we want to make sure that we teach our children the financial principles, which you all, the two of you, are such great leaders on, and how so strong financially. You know, we've learned some good financial principles from you all, and we've just learned now that we have the time to just continue to grow that financial IQ so we can make sure that our family is protected forever. That's what keeps us going.
Larry, I tell you, that's
that was worth the whole call.
Yeah, that was worth, and that, just being that transparent, and you know, there's nothing to, for people to hide, because everybody goes through stuff. And a lot of times they see people like you on the stage that's a multimillionaire, and your wife and you are, you know, very attractive people and stuff, and think that people like you or like us don't go through anything. But I just wanted everybody to know, you know, that Larry goes a lot deeper than what you see on stage. So anyway, Larry, that was phenomenal. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. Not many people are going to go through what y'all have been through. Some will go through more. But if they will just keep the vision out there, you know, and you're right, money doesn't answer any, very much, but it does do this. It only does two things, actually. It just buys great memories and peace of mind. And so,
absolutely,
you know, I think you've given some people some hope here tonight, and that's probably the best thing you could have done on this call.
Absolutely.
Well, we're grateful for everything the two of you all do, and you're so highly respected throughout the company and across the whole, I mean, everywhere I go, you know, and I travel a lot because I love to, and I travel a lot and love helping people, and everywhere I go, there's not a place I go that people don't say, hey, have you talked to Frank and Teresa? How are they doing? I mean, you guys are just very respected in our company, and we're so grateful to have your caliber of leadership in the company.
All right, man.
Thanks so much. And I'll tell you what, Larry, what you that hope everybody got that one statement that you made. I mean, you are part of the insiders. You're the executive marketing, executive advisory board, EAB. I mean, I know you know the plans that are laid out for 2013 and beginning 2014. And for you to say to our entire team that you plan on making and know you can make as much in the next 4 years because of what's going on and what's getting ready to go on compared to the last 17
pretty
years.
Exciting, so.
And we know you've made millions upon millions here. That is pretty darn exciting.
It is exciting.
All right, Mr. Smith, we don't want to keep any longer, buddy. Thank you so much. Tell your bride we said hi, okay?
I'll do it, and I look forward to seeing you all in South Carolina soon.
Thank you,
you
so much.
Bye-bye.
We can't wait.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, team. Now, you've just heard one of the best in the company, and believe me when I tell you that when I went to the convention, all I saw was people just like Teresa and I, and don't think that you can't do this, because you certainly can do it. If Larry Smith can do it and we can do it, you know, almost anybody can do this, right?
Absolutely. I'm telling you.
I mean, he was a well-educated guy, right? Lost his job, going in and living from check, well, living in between checks.
Yeah. He's got one of the greatest stories. I hope you all get to shake his hand and meet him personally, and Donnie, his wife, in Oklahoma.
It'll be hard. There's crowds around him.
Yeah. So with that in mind, let's give you just a couple tips on taking advantage of the upcoming events. I want to start first with Oklahoma. When you go to performancefamily.com, that is your team website, performancefamily.com, click on the event tab and then click on OKC. You're going to see there the dates. You're also going to see the number to call to register, which is just the home office number. You probably already have that. But here's the thing you may not know about. And if you would like, now, of course, all the executives get to sit on the floor. But if you're in the stands and you're not executive the month before, then you might want to sit with your team. And so we have a way for you to do that. If you will go onto your performance site, you're going to see the directions there. When you call home office to get your ticket, or even if you already have your ticket, you can still do this. Call, give them your ID number, and then ask them to seat you in the same area in the arena as the ID number that is present on your website. You can go there, write that number down, and every time somebody on your team calls in to register, you don't have to do that, but you know, a lot of you ask to sit together as a team, and that's great. You can give them that number, that ID number that's posted on the back
office. They'll get you as close as they can.
Yes, they will. And so that's important for you to know. And then to reserve your sleeping room, there's a document posted there, the same one that's in the back office of your Legal Shield website, so that you can fill that out and secure your sleeping room. So let's start that process now. Get your ticket, get your sleeping room, get your transportation, those three things we need to focus on to make sure you're taking care of those things to be in Oklahoma with us in April. Now, coming up this weekend, actually next weekend, the first weekend in February, we have in South Carolina Mr. Larry Smith. And I want you to know, a lot of you I know are across the country. You're in California, you're in Tennessee, you're all across the country. But if you will just do this, first of all, find out the details. If you go to SouthCarolinaLS.com, you're going to find I'm going to pull it up right here so Frank and I have it in front of us too. You're going to find the calendar. And then you click on the calendar where there's an event card there, but there's also a calendar that you can click on and go to February.
Great calendar.
And if you don't know that resource, you definitely want to go there to have it forever, because we all use this incredible, colorful website. Now,
Teresa's getting a text.
I want you to know he's going to be in Columbia, South Carolina on Friday, the 1st of February, doing a luncheon. And then he's going to be doing a Q&A in Charleston Friday night. We want to invite everybody to that. There's no qualification for it. We've opened it up. We're going to have plenty of space. And that is going to be incredible. That is one of the most special parts, but you do need to have a ticket to the Super Saturday. I mean, don't just think you can come to that and get the pearls and then not come to the Super Saturday. That's a two-part thing. And then the Super Saturday is going to be at the Radisson, the same location as the dinner, on Saturday the 2nd. Now, to be in front of Larry Smith, and what you heard tonight is just the tip of the iceberg. We've had him in South Carolina before to do events. In fact, he draws people from states all surrounding us. So, you know, for those of you across the country, I know you're not right here, and I know there are great events all over the place. You're probably going to a Super Saturday in your own area, but here's what I want to invite you to do. Ask everybody you run into, hey, do you know anybody in South Carolina? Do you know?
Especially on your team.
Yeah, on your team. Ask, you know, do you have any family and friends in South Carolina? And then if you do, that's a perfect opportunity to invite them to come meet Larry Smith and to meet us and to be, you know, to get introduced to the Legal Shield membership and opportunity. So it's amazing. Just ask. I mean, if Wayne Dyer were sitting here who wrote our Excuses Be Gone book, he would say, don't let yourself be afraid. Don't be scared. Get all the excuses out of the way. Just start asking. Ask the people that you're around at work. Ask the people that you are that are on your team, and just tell them to keep asking. So I guarantee you, some of you, and I can't wait to hear your story, some of you across the country are going to have guests at these events in South Carolina. And that's really how you can work every event. When you know somebody is speaking, like Dave Cibula, any of the executive board members.
As a matter of fact, Dave will be in Columbus, Ohio tomorrow.
Yeah. So you can look at the calendar, find out where the big speakers are speaking, and you can ask people if they know anybody in that area and build into it. So anyway, it's important because the events, if we all get best as best as we can, if we get better and better and better at promoting events, the rest of the work gets easy because it's at the big events where everybody starts understanding the magnitude of the business, the possibilities of the business, where their belief level goes up. So wherever you are. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Wherever you are, wherever you live, find out where your events are. Make sure that you're focused on going to your events in your area, and then for sure, you know, plug into all the ones across the country where you have family and friends. All right, Frank.
Listen, all this stuff is important. I mean, you know, we know sometimes that, you know, you're taking in a lot of information, but just sending one person to one of these meetings can be that person that retires you. And I mean, it really makes a difference. So, Teresa, it's been a good call.
Yep, been great.
And we want to thank everybody for being on. Thank Holly Stevens, right? And thank Heather for her testimony. We appreciate that, too. And we want to thank each and every one of you for being on this call and doing everything you do every day. So from Frank and Teresa in sunny Charleston, South Carolina, we'll say good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye now.